Who is regulating affairs on this earth today, God or the devil? By Arthur Pink. Who is regulating affairs on this earth today, God or the devil? That God reigns supreme in heaven is generally conceded, but that he reigns supreme over this earth is almost universally denied. If not directly, then indirectly. More and more men are relegating God to the background in their philosophizing and theorizing. Take the material realm. Not only is it denied that God created everything by personal and direct action, but few believe that he has any immediate concern in regulating the works of his own hands. Everything is supposed to be ordered according to the impersonal and abstract laws of nature. Thus is the Creator banished from his own creation. Therefore, we need not be surprised that men, in their degrading conceptions, exclude him from the realm of human affairs. Throughout Christendom, with an almost negligible exception, the theory is held that man is a free agent, and therefore man is the master of his fortunes and the determiner of his destiny. Who is regulating affairs on this earth today, God or the devil? What do the Scriptures say? If we believe their plain and positive declarations, no room is left for uncertainty. They affirm again and again that God is on the throne of his universe, that the scepter is in his hands, that he is directing all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians 1:11. The Scriptures affirm not only that God created all things, but also that God is ruling and reigning over all the works of his hands. They affirm that God is the Almighty, that his will is irreversible, that he is absolute sovereign in every realm of all his vast dominions. And surely it must be so. Only two alternatives are possible. God must either rule or be ruled. God must either sway or be swayed. God must either accomplish his own will or be thwarted by his creatures. Accepting the fact that he is the Most High God, the only potentate and King of Kings, vested with perfect wisdom and illimitable power, the conclusion is irresistible that he must be God in fact as well as in name. It is in view of what we have briefly referred to above that we say, present-day conditions call loudly for a new examination and new presentation of God's omnipotence, God's sufficiency, and God's sovereignty. From every pulpit in the land, it needs to be thundered forth that God still reigns. What is needed now, as never before, is a full, positive, constructive setting forth of the Godhood of God. Drastic diseases call for drastic remedies. We know of nothing which is more calculated to infuse spiritual vigor into our souls than a scriptural apprehension of the full character of God. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Psalm 115:3. The Lord does whatever pleases him throughout all heaven and earth, and on the seas and in their depths. Psalm 135:6. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" Daniel 4:35. Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Revelation 19:6.